What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Side Funnel Show. It's very, very exciting for me personally, and I'm glad to have you all. So let's jump into it, yeah? So here's the big question. How do we, normal, everyday Joe and Sally, who are not experts, not gurus, and don't command billion-dollar budgets, how do we navigate this digital maze, discern the real from the fake, and find real and lasting success online, starting and growing profitable side hustles that will eventually allow us to quit our jobs and finally be free to live life on our own terms? Well, that's the million-dollar question, and this podcast is here to provide the answer. I'm Nati, the Side Funnel Guy, and this is the Side Funnel Show. Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me. So my name is Nati, very simple, Nati. I am all the way from Durban in sunny South Africa, and I'm the self-styled side funnel guy. So basically what that means is I'm trying to teach people, including myself, how to create profitable side hustles. Right? We all know the concept of a side hustle. But online, okay? So that means if you're going to do it online, you're going to need to have proper structure and proper sales funnels. So I combine the two terms, side hustle and sales funnel, to become side funnel. So that's basically what I want to do. I want us to be able to take our side hustles, whatever that may be, take it online and be able to make it profitable enough to free you of the job that you are currently doing. If you are doing a job, if you do have a job, if you don't have a job, like I was at the beginning, that's fine. That's the point, you know, to be unemployed. I was unemployed. I'm still unemployed. And I want to stay unemployed for as long as I possibly can. You know, that's where the freedom is. You're not bound to a specific place for your income. You can have an income anywhere in the world where there's an internet connection. You know, you're not bound to working certain hours for certain pay. You can work when you want and get paid indefinitely into the future for that amount of work that you've done. You know, that's the beauty of sales funnels. That's why I'm a huge, huge believer of sales funnels online. They're basic marketing principles that we've basically forgotten going into the online sphere. All of a sudden, it's as if basic marketing principles no longer apply, and that's simply not true. You know, basic psychology, human psychology won't change regardless of the media that we are using to consume our content. We are still humans at the end of the day, and our psychology is still the same, and the sales funnels that were established and proven still apply. You know, so that's my my gospel that I'm here to preach, and I'm here to teach, and I'm here to teach also to myself. Look, I'm not a guru by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not an expert, and I don't claim to be. I'm just a guy who started off on this journey and who wants to help himself as well as other people, because I believe that there is more than enough for everyone. You know, I've adopted an abundance mindset. Basically, there's more than enough for everyone to go around. There's more than enough pie for everyone to get more than enough for each. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm making sense, but yeah. You know, there's no need for us to try to hog, because we believe if we give away, then it'll deplete what we have. That's simply not true. And it's detrimental to our success as entrepreneurs. You know, we need to let go of all that. I know some of us, we come from backgrounds where there was scarcity. And so it's something that's been programmed into our minds to take care of number one. But, you know, there are certain mindsets and certain behaviors that we simply have to let go of if we want to be successful. And we have to be able to be man and woman enough to recognize them and to admit it to ourselves and to do something about it, you know? So yeah, that's a very big one. So basically what this is this podcast is intended to be a community that I want to create of like-minded individuals, you know, who are starting out on their journey as well. Look, there's a lot of noise out there on the internet. There's a lot of people who are more than happy to relieve you of your money in exchange for what they'll call golden nuggets or key advice or whatever the case may be. And look, a lot of them are genuine, you know. A lot of them are genuinely successful people who do have golden nuggets to share and could be very well worth the money, you know. I'm not knocking that at all. I follow a few. I suggest that you do the same. But now the problem is there's so many others who are basically using it as a scam, because everything, I don't believe that a tool is neither good nor bad, you know. It can be used for good or it can be used for bad. It depends on the intentions of the human being using it. So, you know, people claiming certain things are scams, internet marketing is a scam, or, you know, what's this? Network marketing is a scam or whatever. Look, these are just vehicles and tools. A vehicle or a tool cannot be a scam. It can't be good. It can't be bad. It's just a tool. You know, it's like calling a spade a scam because you dug and you didn't find gold. You know, a spade is not a scam. A spade is just a tool that you used in a wrong way, so you didn't get the result that you wanted. So basically, you suck. The spade is just a spade. In the same way with online marketing. Online marketing works. There are people who are doing big things out there, who are earning very great incomes. Some are millionaires, some are not. You know, some don't want to be millionaires, but they're fulfilling and they're achieving their goals purely online. These things are happening to everyday people. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be born into wealth or with a silver spoon in your mouth. Everyday people are doing these things. We know that these things are happening. So if these things aren't happening for you, the problem is not the vehicle. The problem is you and or me, you know. I'm more than willing to put myself in there as well. So the issue is sorting out our minds and sharpening our skills and achieving what everyone else, well, not everyone else, but other people are achieving. People who have, you know, the same intellectual capacity that we have. There's no difference. So I strongly believe that this tool works. It's just your responsibility to learn the skills to use the tool. Simple. So that's what this community is about. Like I said, I'm no expert. I'm no guru. But what I have taken upon myself is to, you know, be able to go out there and get the information that we need as a community to grow. The resources that we need, I come and share everything and anything that I find, sharing strategies. What I'll be doing is we'll be going over strategies, we'll be doing case studies and profiles of successful people, interviews as well. So it's gonna be awesome. I'm really excited. I really don't know what all of this will become. I'm still new at this myself, so I'm just gonna let the community morph itself into whatever it needs to be. You know, I'm just here to provide as much value as I can for yourselves and for myself as well, so that I can also grow and I can also achieve the goals that I want to achieve, because I certainly haven't achieved everything that I want to achieve. In fact, I'm still at the beginning. Basically, like I said, my name is Nati. I'm from South Africa, but I'm certainly not bound to South Africa. You know, all of our guests and friends all over the world, welcome to you, and I'm glad to have you. You know, that's the beauty of the internet, is it has opened up the world so that we are all citizens of one global village, and we can do business with anyone anywhere. You know, that's exciting. And we can certainly learn from each other. We can certainly exchange ideas and build a vibrant community, you know. So that's quite exciting for me. So basically, I started in my online journey fairly recently, just over a year ago, just learning as much as I can, consuming all the content that I can, you know, free content. I was broke. I couldn't buy courses or anything like that. I'm still not, you know, in a position to buy, you know, speak, high-end courses. But I'm learning, you know, making mistakes just like you all will. And I still will continue to make. And all I know is that the persistence one day will pay off. I'd like to say it'll pay off soon, but we don't know, you know. But the more we learn, the more we sharpen our skills, the more solid the foundation will be, so that when we build our empires, they are built on solid foundations. So that's basically my story. I'm still learning. I'm following people that I've learned to trust, because like I said, when I started off, you know, you start, you don't, there's no starting point where people say, here, start here. You know, you go online and you Google and you know, find what you find and you go from there. That's what happened to me, you know. Found people that I started following, you found some rubbish and you stop following them and you follow other people, and some are not rubbish, but they just simply don't appeal to you, you know. And that's the biggest key thing here, is it's when you going out there looking for people to follow and learn from. Apart from the people who are just scamming and who are rubbish, there, you know, you have to find a handful. No, don't try to spread yourself too thin and follow a lot of people's advice, because you'll just confuse yourself. A handful of people, but it's more so about personality, liking the person that you're following and that you're learning from. You know, people may not. Not everybody likes Dan Locke. They don't like his approach. Not to say that what he's teaching is useless, because it certainly works. You know, it works for a lot of people and it's continuing to work for them. But if you don't like his approach, that's perfectly fine. Find someone that you resonate with, someone that you like, and then stick to them. Follow what they teach. If you can, buy their courses. And learn from those who have come before us. There's no need to reinvent the wheel. I'm certainly not here to reinvent the wheel. And I suggest that you don't either. Learn from those who have come before us. Implement their strategies. Funnel hack. I'm a huge funnel hacker. And so, like I mentioned, Dan Locke is one of the people that I follow. I have no problems with his brash style. Let's call it brash. And so yeah, man, I like his straight talk. Doesn't beat around the bush. I appreciate that. I also follow people like Russell Brunson, the creator of ClickFunnels. I'm a huge believer of, or a huge fan of ClickFunnels. I believe that every single business needs ClickFunnels and can be applied to every single business type. And we'll definitely be going into that a lot more as we go. So I'm a huge funnel hacker. I'm a ClickFunnels nerd. And yeah, so I follow people like Russell Brunson, Steve Larson. Also some local guys who are not necessarily into internet marketing, but just business in general. People like Vusi Tembegwayo. And a few others, you know. So basically, I'm not saying go out there and follow the people I'm following. Find the people that resonate with you. Find the people that you can trust, you like. You like their approach, their teaching methods, and stuff like that. And stick with them, you know. Apply what they teach. Apply your own flair to it. You are an individual, after all. And that way, adopting the right mindset, we're all guaranteed to succeed, you know. And yeah, there's no stopping until we get what we want, basically. And that's that, period. So, you know, this is the intro to just introducing you guys and to myself and to the community. And you know, I'm very excited about it. I hope you guys are excited as well. So basically, all I need you to do is just subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you're listening to this on, or whichever podcast resonates with you, whichever platform resonates with you or is your favorite platform. Subscribe to the podcast, you know, follow us. We'll be launching a YouTube channel very, very soon. Side Funnel TV. So it's all Side Funnel stuff. Yeah, on Facebook, I'm the Side Funnel Guy. Just search Side Funnel Guy and you'll find me on Facebook. Side Funnel TV on YouTube, Side Funnel Show on your favorite podcast platform. And follow, share with your friends and family, people that you know want to make this thing work. Let them know that, hey, we're building a community of people who are going to build together, and we're going to build each other up, and we're going to build our empires, and we're going to dominate the world. You know, world domination. That's what we're here to do. So go ahead, do all that. And also interact with us, you know. Let me know what you want to hear, what you want to learn about. And I'll definitely go out there, do my snooping, and I'll come back with some golden nuggets. Okay, maybe let's not use that. But I'll come back with the knowledge that we need and the resources that will help us to grow and will help us to do this thing and do the damn thing, you know. So get in touch with me. Leave reviews. Let me know how I can make this thing better, because, like I said, I'm new. So I'm going to make mistakes. You're going to be around to hear and to see those mistakes. And I'm depending on you to let me know, hey, you know, we prefer this over that, or we don't really like that. Just go in this direction, or whatever the case is. Let me know. Interact with me. I want to build as valuable a community for you as I possibly can. So your input is highly, highly, highly critical to that. So don't be shy. You know, reach out to a brother. I'm just a guy. I don't bite. So yeah. And I'm really, really looking forward to meeting up and to interacting, and one day maybe meeting each other face to face. Who knows? You know, it's a small world that we live in. So, yeah, I'll catch you guys on the first episode. Cheers.